Hello again and welcome back. This is Angela, of course, and I'm going to take just a couple of minutes to talk about the power of messaging as one of my superpowers and give you a couple of examples that I'm guessing you can definitely relate to. And so if you're anything like me, here's what I was told most of my, earlier on and when I started my business. Angela, you just need to focus. Pick one thing. If you want to make more money, pick one thing. And so what would happen is I would invest in $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 programs as a way to increase my income. And I would follow the advice of my coaches and I would follow that advice of just focus on one thing. And guess what would happen? My income would tank. I would get really, really bored. And this is the cycle that kept playing out in my business is an income roller coaster because I was doing well. And then I was told to focus and I'm like, okay, I've got to be coachable, right? I've got to do this. I would focus and I would pick one thing. I get really bored, my income would tank, and that would affect my confidence. And my confidence of like, I feel like a fraud. How can I help other people with their business if this is what's happening in my own business? Holy crap. And I'd go through this cycle over and over and over again until I acknowledged that I'm a multifaceted creative being, creative entrepreneur, and that if I try to focus on one thing, I'm cutting parts of me off. It's very inauthentic. It feels lousy, and I don't make money. It's one of my gifts is that I help people like that. I wish I had me back then to bring all of the elements of who you are together. There's this golden thread, this common thing that when we can put those puzzle pieces together, you have a clear message that you can use on your homepage and your website. When people ask you what it is that you do, you don't have that stammering, well, gosh, which message do I choose? You know, like what if you just knew what you did and you knew how to communicate that anywhere you went? And that you communicated that with confidence, with power, and with presence. You weren't trying to prove anything to anyone. You weren't trying to get all the billion things out of your mouth in 30 seconds in an elevator pitch. Like, it wasn't like that. You just knew who you are, you knew what you did, and you could communicate that clearly and effectively, whether it was in a conversation, whether you're writing your speaker's bio, or you're writing your webpage or an email to your list. That's the power of authentic messaging. And so if you're looking to bring those elements together of how do you describe what you do, especially for those of you, if you are in transition, so you've been known for something and then you're transitioning to something else. I've done it many times in my life and business. I know how scary that can be. And having a message means that you have something solid to market. Without a message, what in the world do you market? One of the worst pieces of advice I ever got, paid tens of thousands of dollars for this, is Angela, don't think about your message. You're overthinking it, which there was some truth to that. Just start marketing, just start selling something and your message will come. And I was like, okay, this seems completely counterintuitive, but I'm going to give it a shot. Guess what? It didn't work. Why? Is because trying to market something and I had no idea what it was selling. That does not work for people like you and I. Like that so does not work. So that messaging and the marketing, they go hand in hand. Now, and oftentimes they can be created together, but their clarity has to come through both pieces. So if you are being challenged with your messaging or you just haven't quite honed in on that message that really works, that has people lean in and say, yes, tell me more. I want to pay you for that. Then there are definitely some ways that I can help you with your messaging. So let me know if this resonates and I look forward to talking with you.